It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome on in to the Full Time Report. For the last time in U.S. Open Cup action this season. Because that is a wrap for Atlanta United in any march to a trophy this year. Atlanta United falls in, embarrassing fashion. You trail 4-0, you eventually get a goal late, 4-1. It's hardly any sort of consolation prize. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz live in the Kia Studios. Maddie here, soccer down here, of course. Not great, Maddie. It's really frustrating because we came into this game coming off of a 1-1 draw Saturday in which you felt you were the better team. And at no point tonight did this Atlanta United 11 look like the better team. They were not prepared. I don't know if it was a formation thing, if it was a communication thing, if it was simply a focus thing and a mindset thing heading into this match. I honestly thought coming into this game, you feel pretty good about where you're at. You feel pretty good about your chances and the performance on the field, especially in that first 25 minutes said otherwise.
Listen, I think when you look at the first half, obviously you give up the goal 5 minutes in, and it comes from a sequence, and it's, you know, you're tracking back. You don't track that runner in Brekalo. Brekalo's able to head it in and it makes it 1-0. And then immediately following afterwards, basically the exact same situation that you had that led to the goal in the game on Saturday. Angulo is able to turn around, and then nobody at all is tracking Dorsey on the left side when it is the exact same thing that happened on Saturday that led to the goal. You get it 2-0, and then again 3-0, and it becomes 4-0, and at that point it completely loses it. A lot of those goals were from mistakes, and they were from costly mistakes. And I echo Jason and Mike. I'm you make those mistakes in the first half, and yes, it's one of those things where you make those mistakes, now you got to learn from it and you got to bounce back from it. In the second half, you wanted to see, I think, the response there. You wanted to see what this team could do, especially in trying to fight back. I agree 100%. It's against a rival in a knockout game in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Cup. There needed to be more. And I kind of agree with the sentiment that Mike and Jason said, that in from watching the team as a fan in 2017 all the way through, and then now obviously covering the team, yeah, that might have been, I think, one of the worst performances I've seen.
Yeah, and it's from a scoreline standpoint, it's lessened by the fact that Lotte Loth got that goal, Saba on the assist. But if you're watching it, if you're here in the moment, if you felt really how far out of it Atlanta United was, certainly from that perspective. I think one of the problems I have with this performance is when you are down 4-0, I don't really know what fighting back means at that point. Obviously, there's a literal perspective of what fighting back means, but this is a team that all season has had trouble scoring goals. And I guess you can point at certain players looking like they're giving max effort and certain players looking like we're down 4-0 and the game is gone. Now, we still got 45 minutes to play, and that's a mindset problem, and that's something that is going to need to be addressed from Tata or his staff with certain players, you know, before Sunday, or if it's going to be after Sunday, because there's a long break and there are going to be changes because the transfer window is on the way as well. But I agree with you. And it's also most frustrating because we felt legitimately optimistic today. Mm-hmm. Like this is not like just some crazy, how could you ever feel positive about this team? Although I do ask myself that question now. How could I have been so dumb that 3 hours ago I'm like, oh, I feel pretty good about this one. How do I feel so dumb that's what happened? Legitimately, though, in the pregame, Maddie, I felt good about Same. Their opportunities.
I did too. I especially from watching the match on Saturday. I mean, and we talk about response, and I know a lot of people like to put it in the way of response as a goal. It's one thing for me when you watch the match on Saturday, in the 18th minute, Orlando goes up. The team doesn't back down. They're finding things. They're finding moments. They had, I think, 22 shots, and then I think 10 of them were on target. You were finding things. You were getting in the attack. You were being dangerous. You were being threatening, and you were finding those moments. And it took all the way up until the 86 minute where you found something.
Right.
But you were building and finding those moments. You did not look dead in the water. Atlanta looked dead in the water the entire match.
And from that standpoint, I think when you talk about a failed response from this team, it came after that fifth minute goal. And it came after the 16th minute goal. By the time you get to the 25th minute and you're down 3-0, I don't really know what response is realistically to be expected, because that team is cruising and you are not reacting at all. One of the issues here, obviously, something went wrong with the decision and the formation and whatever they were trying to do today. I don't know exactly what they were trying to do, but in 25 minutes, it didn't work. And you're down 3-0. And whether that's, look, I mean, I wrote down, you can pinpoint mistakes on each of their three goals. And you can blame whoever you want to blame. But there are mistakes that you made on each of the three goals that directly allowed Orlando to score. This is not a team that picked you apart. This is not a team that worked hard. I'm talking about Orlando to find these goals. These are mistakes that you made that directly led to goals.
It's something Tata talked about, and I said it in the keys as well. When you talk about the chaos and you avoid those mistakes, Tata's message has been consistent. The first mistake is survivable. It's the collapse afterwards.
Correct.
That's not.
Correct.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
The collapse is what's not acceptable, and that is where that needs to change. And it's one thing, too, where that's where I think the pinpoint of it is. And it's not the idea when we talk about response in those situations, you know, again, You're down four goals. And I know we talked about it, especially in those situations, but it's a knockout game against a rival. Throw everything you have at it. I don't care what it is. You got to find something. You got to do something to carry it over into this next game before you have 6 weeks, 7 weeks where you're not playing. There has to be something there. And there wasn't. I mean, and I'll give credit where credit's due. Saba ran. Mm-hmm. He came into that game and he did not stop running. And that's what you wanted to see, but it was only from Saba.
Yeah.
And it can't. And I think Santos came in and brought a bit of an energy too, but again, it's too late. You're doing that, what, maybe 5 minutes left in the game? That needed to happen right at the start of the second half. And that didn't happen.
And they did make changes at the start of the half, and you mentioned the Saba one, and he came in and had his impact, and I guess we can wrap up this opening segment there. Not a lot of great choices tonight for man of the match, so...
I think if I am going to give it to someone, I do give it to Saba. I do, because also he had the build up. He got the assist on Latte Lath's goal. And I think it's good too, Latte Lath getting the goal. Hopefully it can help build some confidence for him, especially for Columbus and looking ahead too. But I think Saba, he came in the second half. He did not stop moving. He did not stop running. He was trying to tell everyone, get forward. Let's go. Let's go. When everyone else was just kind of lingering and standing there, I think Saba really tried to take it on his back, and he did the best he could, but he can't be done by one person.
Quick look at these statistics here. Possessions are relevant. Atlanta United had 59%. That's what happens when you're trailing 3-0, eventually 4-0. Shots in favor of Atlanta, but shots on goal massively in favor of Orlando, 10-4. And so there you go. I didn't even see an XG, but it's not good. All right. Well, probably even higher considering some of the offsides that could have been. I mean, boy, if they played a little differently, it's not 4-1, it's 6-1 or 7-1. But I guess somewhat you caught a break on the scoreboard on some of those. All right. When we come back, we are we're not even going to play the highlights. We're just going to talk about these goals. I don't want to hear them. But we need to talk about mistakes that Atlanta United made leading into these goals and obviously the reaction, what could have been done differently, how you prevent turning balls over or not marking or whatever the various mistakes is. We'll go one by one on the mistakes and break it down and kind of analyze what happened, where it went wrong, and why there wasn't the response that Atlanta United needed to show, especially directly after goal one. After goal two and after goal three. That's what's coming up next. It is the Full Time Report. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in here. The Full Time Report. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz, as Atlanta United has exited the U.S. Open Cup in honestly nothing short of disastrous fashion. You're down 4-0 at halftime. This game ends up 4-1. And again, Maddie, you and I have been doing post games here long enough. One of the most frustrating things to me is when Atlanta United doesn't force an opponent to work hard for their goals. And we saw that tonight in a multitude of moments. It starts out in the fifth minute. It's a corner. It's a set piece. It gets reset. It gets recycled. Brian Ojeda just kind of pumps it in from the side. And David Brekalo is just kind of sitting there. And why is he sitting there? Part of Atlanta United's defense was trying to pull in offside strap, and one or two members was not in communication there. And so the offside strap fails. He's just standing there in front of goal, touches it in off the head. That's one.
Yeah, just wide open.
No one
there to mark Brekalo.
No.
Brekalo, wide open.
Half the guys are going offside strap, and someone kept them on.
Yeah, wide open.
A couple of minutes later, it's a through ball that Matt Edwards has an opportunity to defend, and it kind of caught him. He misplayed it, and that leads to another goal. Angulo gets that ball off of the Matt Edwards misplay. Griffin Dorsey's just running through on the backside. He plays it through. And you were saying that Matt Edwards' misplay is bad, but there's some other issues. Kind of one mistake compounds into a second.
Yeah, it's one where, especially as the ball comes in, it's a great ball to connect to Angulo as well. Matt, I think, does as much as he could. Yeah, it's a misplay and that mistouch. Matt does all he can do in tracking him and pushing Angulo as far as he can. And then as that cross comes in, the thing that stands out to me, I talked about it in the first segment, and it honestly is kind of what makes me more upset about this goal than any of the others, is that Dorsey is wide open on that right side driving in. It is identical to the goal that happened on Saturday that led to Orlando opening things up in the 18th minute. It was Angulo, again, on that left side, cutting around, and able to connect to Dorsey, who's driving into the 18. He's not a traditional right back in the way of anything else. He's not going to wait far onto the width. He's going to come into the box, and that's what Orlando, that's just where the chaos is. I mean, he's going to be all over the place. You played them Saturday. You knew that. That's what led to the goal. You had two players on that side who didn't even track him, and that can't happen. That, to me, is the bigger mistake there, is that can happen. But again, it's what Tata said. It's, you know, one mistake is fine, but it's the collapse of it all. That's the issue.
It's also sometimes where the mistakes happen. When you make the mistake in your defensive third, their attacking third, it can lead directly to a goal. If you make a mistake near the halfway line or further up, maybe you have a chance to recover, but that wasn't the case on that goal. And it also wasn't the case on the third goal. It's a ball that they're trying to play out of the back. Steon Gregerson plays it to Pedro Amador. Amador sends it back to Hibbert. It's a difficult ball. It's not rolling. It's bouncing. Hibbert takes a tough first touch, and he goes to try and boot it up the field. Just mishits it. And he plays it right to Thiago, who's essentially right in on goal, and there's nothing Hibbert could do. He did his best to get big, but you can't turn the ball over there at any point, especially not when you have no defensive players in the box, and that's a goal. And it's not the worst misplay. I think it's more of a mistake. It's more of a mishit. But when you're already down 2-0 and you're trying to find out, because 2-0, you get a goal. This was 16 minutes in.
Yeah.
You know, you get a goal at some point, you can find your way back into this match.
Absolutely.
In the second half.
Yeah.
Once it hit 3-0, it felt like that was it.
Yeah, it's one where if that happens at the time that it does and you're down 0-0, you're looking at something completely different. But it's the fact that it happened after you gave away those two goals before, and it's a difficult one. I mean, Pedro passes it back to Jaden. It's not the best. It's a bouncing ball. Jaden tries to trap it as best as he can. It's a heavier touch. He's under pressure. He's trying to clear it, and it falls right to an Orlando player. And it's an unfortunate one, but again, it's one where if we were looking at it from a 0-0 scoreline, maybe a little bit different.
Yeah, I want to be careful with my words here, Maddie. I think there's a difference between a mistake and a misplay, if you understand where I'm headed.
I think this
was a misplay.
I agree. I completely agree
with
you.
And so it's not great. You never want to concede a goal because of that, but to some extent, it's a little more understandable than the other two, which I would say were mistakes. This one's going to happen. It's a tough ball. It's a keeper playing with his feet. He mishits it.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But we understand the intent was different than some of the problems you had in the earlier goals. And then right before halftime, this one was not a Atlanta United mistake. This was a really good goal.
Yeah, it's a good goal because, and Jason, I think, explained it perfectly because he's right. At this rate, you're down 3-0. you're sending everybody forward, and it's Orlando able to capitalize because everyone's forward, and you got to try to go find something, and they're able to capitalize.
I would be honest. I thought it might get worse than 4-0 with just the idea that Atlanta was just going to forward.
Yeah,
and there were a number of opportunities, two or three of them that were offsides. There was one more that was cleared off the goal line by Matt Edwards. There was another one that I don't think it was going to bounce in, but maybe it was Steon that got in the middle of it and kind of played it around. So it could have been much, much worse than it was, if not for a couple of offsides goals. So you're down 4-1 in the U.S. Open Cup, and that's it. There's no more trophy talk from us the rest of this season unless something very unexpected happens after the World Cup break. And we'll see what the roster looks like and all the discussion at that point. But it is frustrating. It's really, really frustrating because, and no offense to Orlando, whatever, I don't care how they feel, they're not very good. Okay? This is a team that made a managerial change. They've been a little bit better than they were, but they're not very good. And we saw Saturday night. There's not much difference between these two teams from Saturday night to tonight. Well, there shouldn't have been, right? And you felt good coming into that game, but certainly very quickly you realize that for whatever reason, you weren't in this game. Just competitively, whether it was a mindset thing, an approach thing, a tactical thing, whatever it was, Atlanta United was just never really in this game. And 25 minutes in, you're down 3-0, and that's pretty much the end of any trophy thoughts that we may have had coming into the night. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to break it down and also talk about what we need to see on Sunday, because I think Jason was right. I thought we knew coming in what kind of to expect, and I don't know what we're getting on Sunday. Are people's minds already on a break? Is there a response? It's going to be tough, and I would not want to be in that locker room, not tonight having to deal with Tata, or not for the next couple days at training having to deal with Tata. So we'll talk about that here coming up in a couple of minutes. Stick with us. It's the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. Well, someone had to do it. Talk to the media. And why not the man who started the game in tonight's captain's armband, Alexi Maranchuk? He's joining the post-game presser right now.
And, yeah, score one.
How important is Sunday? It's the last game for a pretty long stretch with the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be an easy game. Obviously, away game against good team. But I mean, it's football. It's ups and down every time. We need to. We understand everything and we'll do everything to finish this part of the season in a good. I'd say good end.
All right, we'll go to Zoom first. Doug, go ahead.
All right, there was Jason there starting to do Zoom calls, and people probably forgot to mute, and we don't have to deal with Zoom. We all know the pitfalls of Zoom or Meet or Microsoft Teams or any of that nonsense. He started to address Sunday a little bit there, and that's where we were headed anyways, Maddie, and I know Jason talked about it. You never want to read too much into to one game, and I don't mean tonight, I mean what we get on Sunday, but it's an interesting approach here because there's obviously going to be changes of some level on the other side of this break that is coming with the transfer window that does open, and we'll see who has value, who gains value, who loses value, and what changes are going to be made here. But there is... We talk about a lack of response in today's game, and I think that carries over a little bit to Sunday. I think you need to see a little bit of fight and response, and obviously, you know, Columbus is another team that's they're not exactly top of the table right now either, and so it's tough. You know, again, we were talking coming into today's game about what we thought this team can be. I don't even know what to write for the Five Stripes countdown for Sunday. Like, I don't even know how to pretend to have an idea of what this team is going to come out and show us on Sunday. And that is something I haven't said about this franchise for a pretty long time. And part of it's like a weird schedule thing where you are kind of looking ahead to a lengthy break, and how much does that weigh on your minds? And people are wondering if they're going to be here on the other side of that break, and or if they're in the franchise's future. Some people, obviously, there are plenty who are pretty sure that they're part of this franchise's future. But it's going to be a long couple days. It's going to be a long flight home tonight. Well, it's not that long because it's Orlando, but, you know, it's going to be a long couple of days of discussion and looking at yourself in the mirror and figuring out exactly what needs to happen, because at the end of the day, tonight's performance was simply unacceptable.
It's one where, and I think I'll echo what Jason and Mike said to close things out. I don't know what Sunday looks like. I really don't. Because, I mean, at this rate,
we better figure it out between now and Sunday.
I mean,
we got an hour pregame show that we're going to have to talk about something.
No, absolutely. I mean, like, it's one for me where, I mean, you just look at the team. I mean, especially in the performance that we saw at the end of this game, I mean, it is going to be, all right, it's going to be, I think, Dotto looking in some players' eyes saying, can you play? And if you get that doubt, it's like, all right, who can? Who can step up and do this? Because a performance like this, especially, I think this was a team, and I'll say this, I think the last couple of games, last four games, I thought you were playing really well. You were finding the moments. You were really finding a groove.
I think Jason at one point during the game said that you would have had six performances where you were the better team in a row.
Yep.
And obviously tonight, not one of those
six. And so for me, it's like you have so many of those good performances, then you have a game like this. You know, the confidence level and the mentality level, especially before you go on the, before you have a almost 2 month break and you're not back, what do you do? What do you do?
You know, I think it's fair to say that there was reason to find a little bit of belief in the past couple of efforts. I don't even think it's overreacting to say that that is all gone. I don't think it's overreacting to say that tonight's performance has undone seven straight performances. Some solid results there. You got a draw last, you know that. You got two wins in a row, Toronto and Montreal. I thought you played well against the LA Galaxy. You didn't pick up a win there. Thought you played well against New England. You didn't, but the performances were there. I feel honestly like tonight has undone all of that. Now, that doesn't mean you won't show up on Sunday and maybe be the better team, and whether the result follows, I don't know. That doesn't mean that's not possible, but I no longer can really approach a match with the belief that, like, hey, you've been on a roll, you've been playing well, and you just haven't happened to get results. That's all gone after the performance tonight.
Yeah, you got to find something, and I don't know where you look to find it. And I think especially for Columbus, you have to find a way to manufacture it. You have to find a way to, you know, come up with something, because you want to leave this last game against Columbus going into the break with something, especially to build, because coming back after World Cup, July 17th, when you go on the road to face Nashville on that Friday, and then you look at the rest of the schedule, and the rest of the schedule, I mean, you're having midweek games almost every other week because you're trying to jam pack in that whole schedule. You're going to need something to carry that momentum over, especially when you have this stretch, and you got to find it. You have to find something. And, you know, a game like this, we all thought going into it that, you know, hey, Atlanta has the momentum. Atlanta can really come in and disrupt this, and they can find the moments, and they can walk out of this one. And that didn't happen. So now you got to find it. Now you got to manufacture it.
Well, we will see if that is on cue for them on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of reflection, I think, between the team, between the front office. Probably some extra meetings this week based off of the performance tonight, both between the players and the coaches, but also maybe the coaches and some of the guys making personnel decisions, and I think they're I think we're all in for an interesting transfer window coming up. But there is still one match between now and the extended break, and that is, of course, on Sunday. When we get back here, we'll continue to talk about really a brutal exit from U.S. Open Cup and talk about a team that's right now, tonight, among the lowest points in franchise history based off of a single-game performance. We'll do that on the other side. That is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. I'm Abe Gordon. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with more full-time report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. 92.9 The Game, the full-time report. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios for just a couple more moments as we break down, analyze, vent, rant. I don't even know what the right words are in terms of what this post-game show has been here, Maddie, but frustrating all the way through. It started early for Atlanta United, the frustration, and it continued all throughout the rest of the first half. And then despite the fact that you did hold Orlando scoreless in the second half, that didn't make it any less frustrating. It's a night that I would say opened or began with some promise, and then ultimately very quickly that fell apart. And it's where do you turn? I think as a fan, that's kind of where I'm at, is where do you turn? Because there was no reason to believe that you had to be embarrassed or to expect that you were going to be embarrassed. And then watching the game, it's just like, man, where's the fight? And it's not even a goal scoring thing. You just, it looked unprepared. And the mistakes that led to goals, the decision on formation and tactics maybe played a role in it as well. You just look like you didn't show up. And look, I think we've all watched games. The Braves last night, right? They got beat 12-0. They had some issues in the field. They had some issues on the mound. They just didn't show up. It's a little different when it's 162 games, though. And it's a little different when you're three wins from a trophy. And it's a little different when the team has kind of been trending in the right direction. At least it felt that way.
Yeah, I mean,
there's really not much to say. Like, yeah. We're going to be honest. There's not a lot to say about the performance tonight. It's certainly nothing positive, with the exception of, I guess, Saba ran a lot in a half. But what do you say? You made mistakes. It led to goals. You didn't feel prepared. You didn't feel locked in. You didn't feel ready. It's the team you just played. You know they're not significantly better, and you're certainly not 4-0 better than you. I know it ended 4-1, but it was 4-0. It was an unserious performance.
And it's one, again, going back to my initial point at the beginning of postgame. For me, it's something that Mike and Jason echoed, and I agree. I think when you go down like the way that you did, going into halftime as well, coming back from that, going into the second, there needed to be something. A response, it didn't need to be a goal, whatever. You needed to see something from this team. And also, you're on the road against a rival. We talk about all the rivals to the Southeastern teams. Mm-hmm. Orlando is a rival, and yeah, it is a big rival. And they literally kicked you out of their house, and you didn't fight them for it. You didn't even battle to try to get back in. You just let them. You were like, okay, cool.
You make four substitutions to begin the second half. You only have five. And I think that was Tata sending whatever message at that point that he could, that I want you guys to fight. I want you guys to show something. Please show me something. And again, it felt like Saba attempted to show you something, but it felt like he was kind of running in that direction all alone in terms of the team and who felt like they really wanted it and who wanted to be dangerous down 4-0. And yes, Latte Loth got the goal late, and it was a nice strike after Saba created and sent the ball back towards the middle of the box. But certainly you're not in any sort of like, well, we outscored them 1-0 in the second half. That's certainly not the feeling, at least not from me. So it's really frustrating. It's, again, You don't really have an answer. That's the problem. It was so bad that you didn't see it coming, and now it's this weird timeline where you're looking at one more game and then an extended break. Don't know what to expect, and then on the other side of that, don't know what the roster is going to look like when you do actually get to the transfer window and return post the World Cup break. So it is a weird time right now, probably in that building or when they get back home in that building with what happened and what's going to happen moving forward.
I think this was the worst time for it to happen as well.
Right.
I think you were building such a trajectory when you looked at these performances that they were having. And again, it was a lot of the situation we were talking about where it was you were playing really well. I thought overall really well, but like the issue had been, you know, trying to find something in the attack and finding the goals to match it. And that was it. And then in Orlando on Saturday, this team battled. They responded and they found the moment. And you found it from a moment of brilliance from Matt Edwards connecting to Jay Fortune. And again, Jay said it at the end, and I agree with both Jay and Matt afterwards. You had the momentum. You were the better team, and the entire team felt like they deserved the win. So that carrying it into this game on Tuesday, that's why I think coming in, both of us were like, yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Like, this is like they have the momentum, because they did. They had the momentum. They absolutely took Orlando and they beat them down mentally and physically. This was a team that was drained after playing a midweek match against Philadelphia that was a battle in itself, able to come back, win it 4-3. Then you had to turn back around, play Atlanta Saturday, where you lost the 3 points, only got the one, and then Tuesday. And to see the result and to see the performance that we saw, it doesn't make sense. Like, it really does not make any sense to me.
No, and I think that's why it's hard to kind of analyze without just being, an hour of repeating, I don't know what that was, and I don't know what Sunday's going to be. Like, that's really what you and I have kind of tried to walk around for the last 45 minutes is I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
I don't know how you respond, and I don't know what to expect on Sunday.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, and it's against a Columbus team that is also not doing the best. They're also dealing with a lot of changes and everything too.
And they got a game tomorrow.
They
and
do.
I'm a little concerned that if they play well, it's a big boost for them.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're just absolutely in the biggest doldrum possible.
Absolutely. And that would be, honestly, that would be, I think, worst case scenario.
And they're on the road, NYCFC, in the same tournament, the U.S. Open
Cup
quarterfinals.
Especially on the road, if they get that boost, they're going to be coming in flying high going back at home. And for Atlanta, you don't want that. And I think going into Sunday, you have to, and I said it, I'm going to repeat it because I do think it's important. You have to find something to boost yourself going into Sunday. You have to find something to carry momentum. You have to find something to build momentum. You have to do that. And
yeah,
I don't
there's
know,
no carrying it because that's all gone after
and I don't
tonight.
Know how, I don't know what that is. I don't know how you find that, but this team has to find it because after Sunday, we're not going to see this team until January 17th. I mean, until July 17th. That is the next time we will see them, unless, you know, media, all that stuff. I'll be there for that stuff, too. But you're going to have the World Cup. I mean, it's going to be a big break. And honestly, maybe it is a bit of a reset. Maybe you are looking at it as, you know, it's a reset.
It's going to be a reset, all right.
You see the reset, and you know what? And then you maybe take the approach of, all right, July 17th, we're looking at it completely new season. And that's maybe how you have to look at it to try to reset. But you got to find something Sunday. You have to find something.
Yeah, I think the inner monologue for this team needs to be changed to some extent, because whatever happened tonight was completely unacceptable for the fans and for everyone who works hard. It was just a dreadful performance. All right, when we come back, we'll put one final bow on a 4-1 defeat as Atlanta United tumbles out of the U.S. Open Cup. It's Madison Cruz, Abe Gordon. The full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Final couple of minutes here. Atlanta United exits the U.S. Open Cup 4-1 in obviously one of the more frustrating, if not most frustrating, defeats, not even in recent memory, just in franchise memory in general there. So not much to say about this one. It's it's not one you just move on from, right? I think there have been times, Maddie, where we've talked about a loss for Atlanta United, and we're like, well, midweek match, they're playing again Saturday. That's a good thing. They get a chance to redeem themselves, prove on, you know, move on, prove something. And this one's going to take a while, I think, to recover from, at least from the fan standpoint, at least from a confidence standpoint, because as I mentioned a couple of segments ago, that whole six performances in a row and you felt good and you were in control of some of these matches, even the ones you didn't get results in, that's wiped away. Any positive feeling, any confidence, any momentum is completely gone. You've got one match now before this World Cup break. And so it's just a weird situation because I think you could take a loss, right? I think you could find yourself being eliminated from U.S. Open Cup and handle it properly, but not like this. This one obviously stings a lot differently than just, we went out 2-1 and they found a goal in the 78th minute. You know what I mean? That's not what tonight was. Tonight was an embarrassing performance from the 5th minute into the 45th minute, and then the second half wasn't much better.
I think what is going to be the test for this team, and I think heading into Sunday, is how you bounce back, how you find something, how you... I mean, I keep using the word respond, and I do think it's the one word to even say it. How do you respond? And that's going to be, I think, the real test heading into Sunday. I think that is going to show, I think, us, I think the fans, I think to them as well, you know, okay, hey, this is what we can do right now. We need to start this off. We need to get on a good foot before we go into this big break. That way we can regroup. Anything that happens, I believe, you know, especially during the window, the transfer window does open up. And, you know, from what the front office has said is that there is going to be some changes. And Mike and Jason talked about it. And, you know, coming back in after the World Cup break, things can hopefully change. But this is a performance where, especially from a mentality and a confidence standpoint, it does a lot for your psyche and how you respond. And so you got to find a way to get out of it and find something Sunday.
Yeah, it's not an easy one to recover from.
It's not.
And again, part of it goes into the idea that we felt good coming in and you've been playing well. And it's just everything that we talked about in
it
the
just,
pre-match
it feels
is,
like,
is just gone.
It just feels like a gut punch. It really does. It feels like you just... Yeah, it just feels like you just got hit in the gut and there's nothing you can do.
We can regroup and we can gear up for Sunday because that's the only thing you can do.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you. There's not much you can do except for change it on the pitch.
Exactly.
The problem is, as a viewer, as a fan like both of us are, I don't have any belief that that's what's happening on Sunday. Now, I don't believe that the performance we saw tonight is also going to echo on Sunday. Jason said it, and Mike at the end of their broadcast, and you and I have talked about it on a couple of different times tonight. I have, for the first time in a long time with this team, I have absolutely no idea what to expect. Do they find a way to pick back up to the level of the performance has been better than our opponents, and then we'll see if a result matches? Maybe. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Do we see a completely lifeless team that looks like it carried over from this defeat? I hate to say it, but that's also possible.
Yeah.
Or is it somewhere in the middle?
That has to be the test for this team going into Sunday. They have to give something, I think, to leave that. Because you don't want to leave with a bad taste in your mouth before you go into this World Cup break. That's not what you want. You want to leave on a high. You want to leave with something to look forward to heading in, and when you come back from the World Cup break, that has to be what we see on Sunday. It has to be, because if not, what happens?
The to continue the comparison, the bad taste in your mouth though from tonight is not one that is washed away with one brushing, or floss, or mouthwash, or a mint. It's one that's going to linger that you're going to have to work at for a couple of days here to remove. And, you know, we'll see what the performance looks like on Sunday. But I think we're all as interested to some extent, I almost dreading it, but interested to see what Sunday looks like. Because there was some movement with this club, and it's just all gone. Everything that you had worked for six or seven matches towards, and the feeling like you were figuring something out, and whatever you want to say about the results, the performances were there. And I don't think that was a biased discussion that we had had about those performances. You had been the better team. That's just all gone. It's just all gone. And I don't know how you get that back. I don't know if one match against Columbus on Sunday is enough to get that back heading into a break. But you got to try, and you got to see who's made of what. I think on Sunday, I think if nothing else on Sunday, we'll learn who's prepared to give it for the club and who is kind of riding into the break with a mindset of, boy, I can't wait for this season to be over. And that's something that I think this franchise needs to take a hard look at and figure out who wants to be here through these tough times. Because it is tough times. It's tough times. And they got to figure out who wants to be here and who doesn't. And we know some of the people who want to be here. I think we've seen some of the people who maybe don't. That's not my decision to make. There's a front office and a personnel and a scouting staff to figure that out. But we got one more match, and then we're headed into a timeline where they will make some of those decisions. All right, that is going to do it. I don't even have my clothes. I don't know what page of my rundown it's on. That's going to do it here for the full-time report. I'm just tearing through pages. Hey, there it is. I found it. Join us again. I didn't even update it, so I don't even know why I'm reading it. Join us again at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Atlanta United is going to take on the Columbus Crew. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe travels back with the team. And, of course, to Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today, Orlando City 1. Orlando City 4, Atlanta United 1 in U.S. Open Cup action on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's bad. It's bad, 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 bad.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.